The Redwood Coast Energy Authority, known as RCEA, is making a statement against nuclear energy by rejecting an offer to add it to its power mix. In a close vote at a September 26th meeting, a majority of the RCEA's board of directors voted not to accept the option of receiving nuclear energy from the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. Customers statewide and locally are paying for the plant's operation, which has been extended to at least 2030. According to a staff presentation, accepting the plant's power would allow the agency to, quote, receive a clean energy benefit that customers are already paying for. There is also a financial consideration, as a $9.4 million deficit is projected for RCEA in 2025. Accepting the nuclear power would reduce the deficit by $500,000. A public comment period included statements from longtime opponents of nuclear energy. Arcata resident Dave Ryan said he participated in protests against the Diablo Canyon plant in the 1970s, and he offered an analogy for nuclear waste.
It's like flying an airplane. The landing gear hasn't been invented yet for it. It's in the air, and you're crossing your fingers that you're going to figure out a way to land. And that's what the waste is with nuclear power. We have to figure out safe ways of what to do with it. It's a mess. It's a really messy form of energy. It seems like we've got a generation of knowledge about nuclear power and how it's been a bad idea, not a good idea, that's going to waste. If we're now referring to it as clean energy, carbon-free energy, green energy, it's none of those things. If you believe that, I encourage you to go to your local library and check out a couple of books and learn about nuclear power and why we need to be done with it. And don't have your name on it. Don't make a decision today that endorses it in any way.
Also during public comment, Arcata resident Kathleen Marshall, who also protested Diablo Canyon, believes accepting nuclear power doesn't jibe with RCEA's identity. She said, quote, "It is not in keeping with your mission, and it makes you look more like PG&E, and I buy my energy from you because you are not PG&E. Michael Welch of the Redwood Alliance Citizens Group, which played a key role in the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay nuclear power plant, warned of encouraging nuclear power through using it.
We encourage RCEA's board to say no to energy from Diablo Canyon and to stick to its long-term policy of not using nuclear-made energy. Without exception, we have been hearing from our constituents that they oppose this move. Nuclear-made energy is neither clean nor green and produces significant amounts of the most long-lasting and dangerous waste known to humanity. Some of that waste is being stored right here in our community on a bluff above Humboldt Bay. Further, we believe that any statement of yes to nuclear energy only furthers the goals of the nuclear industry. Those goals including building more nuclear power plants and repowering or continuing the use of nuclear power plants like Diablo Canyon that are past their design life and often sited on dangerous or otherwise inappropriate places."
Board members weighed the pros and cons of the decision, with Vice Chair Scott Bauer citing the longevity of radioactive waste and saying, quote, "I just can't do that to our kids." Other commissioners were more open to the option due to its financial benefit and addition of what's considered as carbon-free energy. Board member Elise Scafani said the $500,000 gained from accepting the Diablo power can be used to promote local energy projects.
My question is, if we were to accept it and we are to realize something like a $500,000 savings, would it be more palatable if we were to dedicate that $500,000 to the development of local renewable energy? So that we know that this energy is being generated in a nuclear plant, whether we accept it or not. What can we do with that reality to make our overall picture going forward improve? And maybe we take that money that we can save by accepting that credit and put it towards renewable future energy in Humboldt County that's generated in Humboldt County, controlled by RCEA, and benefits our CEA customers for the next 20 plus years. We can't stop the nuclear energy from being generated, but we can take that savings and we can do something that's really good for our community, our CEA.
A motion to accept the nuclear power and have staff return with plans for use of the $500,000 failed in a 3-2 vote. The decision can be revisited annually, and RCEA staff will soon return with a draft of a letter to the California Public Utilities Commission explaining why the nuclear power has been turned down. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.